former Lovington Wildcat, former Lobo great, former linebacker for the Chicago Bears, and now a Pro Football Hall of Famer. Brian Urlacher joining us here on ESPN Radio. How you doing, Brian?
I'm good, Bob. How you been, man?
I'm doing fantastic. Now, I was teasing the fact that we were going to get you on at 5:05 here in the 5:05. You want to tell the listeners why you had to push that back?
Well, today is my mother-in-law's birthday, so we went to an early dinner at the good old Olive Garden for just the early dinner celebration. So
breadsticks, huh? Breadsticks, man.
Stuff in my face with Olive Garden salad, so I try to push it back a little bit.
Hey, look, I was going to say, you don't want to get in trouble with the mother-in-law, so hey, you needed to do that. That's all good, man. I'm glad you could join us, though, at 6:05.
Yeah, me too. Whatever time she wanted to go, I was cool with.
So, I hear you, man. So how's life changed for you after the big announcement?
You know what? It hasn't really changed much. I'm more excited than I was before. You know, leading up to the weeks prior to the announcement of the Hall of Fame, I wasn't nervous, but I people would always ask me about it, what I thought, and you know, my number one answer was my stats aren't going to change between now and the time they vote.
Yeah.
You know, what I do on the field is not going to change. But man, now I'm kind of on cloud nine. Honestly, I'm just excited that the process is over. I'm happy to be going in with this group of men. You know, what a great class that I'm going to be a part of. All these guys deserve to be in there. Three first ballot Hall of Famers. That's never happened before, so it's pretty cool.
Was there a moment where it sunk in where you went, man, I'm going to the Pro Football Hall of Fame?
You know, I don't think it really has yet, Bob, honestly. I mean, I started trying to write my speech a while back, and I think I got 4 or 5 pages in, and you know, my arm got tired, so I quit writing. But, you know, everyone that has helped me get to this point, I think that's what crosses my mind the most is all the people that have helped me along the way to get to this point.
Take us behind the scenes, because I saw the Facebook videos where the guy comes and knocks on the hotel door and you had the do not disturb sign, which I thought was classic. But just kind of take us in the hotel room. How many people were there and how they bring you out to Minneapolis in this case and they put you up in a hotel and they tell you, okay, stay in your room for the next 90 minutes, or just tell us how all that worked.
Yeah, the process is kind of weird. You know, they bring you out there. They fly you in for the weekend. They wanted me there on Thursday, but my daughter Riley had a basketball game Thursday, so we couldn't go. So we went there Friday night. Mind you, it's minus 20 degrees in Minneapolis. So we went from 80s to 20s, minus 20. Friday we didn't do anything. Saturday was the day that we're supposed to do that. So we kind of screwed around a little bit, wasted time. Went to the Nike suite at the Super Bowl there, got some stuff from Nike, just hung out. And then about 3 o'clock, I went back to the room. So with me was my wife, obviously my 3 kids, Pamela, Riley, and Kennedy. And then I had my buddy Bryce, my buddy Jim, and my agent Bill with me. Three of my really best friends. So, and we went to the room about 3:30. I was dressed because once you get the announcement, they take you right to the NFL Honors to release it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're all dressed up in our nice clothes. And then about 3:45, nothing. 4 o'clock, nothing. And finally, about 4:17, David Baker basically beats my door down. And, you know, then that's when you know. Because if you don't get in, they call you and tell you you didn't make it.
Yeah. So as soon as you hear that knock on the door, you're feeling pretty good.
Oh, hell yeah. Because, I mean, one of the other inductees had a maid knock on his door like at 3:45. He said he thought that was it. And, you know, come to find out it wasn't David Baker. It was the maid. So it a little stress around that time, I guess.
How gut-wrenching was it waiting around the hotel room for an hour and a half?
You know, it wasn't that bad. Luckily for me, golf was on TV, so we were watching golf in my room. And the kids are there, so they're talking, they're yapping. A couple of my buddies are there, so it wasn't that bad, honestly, once we got back to the room. Plus, I was hungry, so we ate and just waited. And then, you know, we had the Bears sent a film crew as well, which was pretty cool. So they got to film the inside of the room.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Hall of Fame has their film crew outside the room. But we had a Bears crew there, which was pretty cool.
We're talking with Hall of Famer Brian Urlacher. Brian joining us on the Daniels Heating and Air Conditioning Cool Take Hotline. I got to tell you, Brian, I was so happy for you. I was kind of emotional over the whole thing, man. I've known you for a very, very long time, and we were all, you know, on pins and needles wondering Saturday afternoon what's going to happen, because we knew it was going to come down sometime. And then I saw a tweet out there, and I was like, man, I saw that. And then I saw, you know, the video of the guy going to the door and you answering and everything.
Yeah.
So tell us, the response that you had when you opened the door and hear this guy saying, hey, congratulations, Brian, you're going to be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And then the stories you've heard from a lot of your fans and family and friends out there, the response they had, maybe similar to mine, when they saw the video and they found out you were going into the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
You know, the Hall of Fame for a professional football player is the pinnacle of where you can get to at your profession. There's nothing higher than the Hall of Fame, you know. That's as best as you can get at our profession. So to be in this class and amongst this group of men, I'm number 318 going in. There's 318 guys, and I'm the last guy going in because my last name starts with U, so I'll go last in our class. But it's just, you know, I didn't think I'd be emotional, honestly. I did not think it would bother me. But then the next day at orientation on Monday, we had the orientation with all the guys who are going to be inducted. And David Baker asked us to get up and tell a story or a little bit about ourselves. And watching Randy tell his story, watching Ray and Brian Dawkins kind of give their stories, that's when it started to hit me, I think, that, you know, this is really going to happen. And I got a little emotional when I went up there and spoke to them as well. But I think that's when it kind of started setting in, when you see these other guys and they tell their stories of what they went through to get there. And also I have given a little bit of my story, what I went through to get there as well.
I want to do a plug on our team magazine, ESPN, the 101.7 Team Sports Magazine. Of course, you were the inaugural edition, and you've seen that.
That was,
and I'm wondering,
awesome, by the way.
And I want to get your thoughts on that. But, you know, you look at that magazine, it has the pictures of Lovington and the Lobos and the Bears. After, you know, you have it sink in that you're going to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, I'm guessing the memories just kind of wash, you know, throughout your brain about all those teammates and the coaches and the teams and the games and all of those things. And I'm just wondering how that magazine may have kind of reflected that same feeling maybe you had when you look back on the career.
You're exactly right, Bob. I mean, looking at that magazine just rekindled a bunch of people who, like I said, helped me get to where I was at, you know, reading, or where I finished my career, reading all those stories. And the thing that was coolest to me is to hear what other people said about me. You know, my teammates have always been very gracious towards me. But to hear guys I played against, you know, coaches I played against, that's what meant the most to me. And my teammates I cared a ton about, and I expected them to say those things about me. But, you know, the guys who I played against, that meant a lot to me. You know, the Aaron Rodgers, the Drew Brees, Adrian Peterson, all those guys that they pulled out for those interviews and stuff was really cool to me. But the magazine was unreal. Joe O'Neill did a great job with the Herb. I'm sorry, I'm giving Joe all the credit, but that's, you know, as far as I know, it was his idea. Just incredible magazine. My kids loved reading through that magazine because it showed most of my life when I was in high school and then through college when obviously they weren't here. So it's really cool for them to get a chance to see it.
I texted you after the magazine finally came out, and I was really one of the first to get the copies. We handed them out, you know, when we went out and did the show on location, and I texted you and said, hey, it's all about the subject matter, man. That's what it is. It's not the magazine, man. It's you.
It's I think it's a magazine, but the subject matter was kind of weak, you know, not much to talk about in there. But you know, go reading some of those articles from back in the day, you know, because there's a bunch of articles that they were written about me during college, and to read some of my comments in there is very similar to my comments throughout my whole career. You know, I feel like I always talked about my teammates and my coaches in a good manner. You know, that's what I was most proud of myself about, is that most of my comments I made were not about myself. They were about my teammates and my coaches.
It's a Hall of Fame career, and you're inspiring and have inspired a lot of people, a lot of young people, a lot of athletes over the years. Who was your biggest inspiration, Brian?
I mean, it's easy to say my parents. You know, my mom and my stepdad were a huge inspiration. My mom more so than my father, but just seeing her go to work. My mom was a single mother raising three kids when we moved to New Mexico. Her and my dad got divorced. She moved this area when I was six. You know, nothing. My grandparents lived there. That was it. She worked three jobs to keep us fed and clothed and in school. Just to see how hard she worked every day to keep us afloat and get by was pretty inspirational to me. And I've had a lot of great coaches as well along the way. You know, my high school secondary coach, Coach Quinones, was a big inspiration for me as well, just teaching me how to work and get better in the weight room and be a better football player. My head coach, Coach Faith, was great. And then, you know, in college, you know, Coach Fram was great. And then Mendenhall, Coach Long, and NFL, I had, you know, Coach Blash, Coach Babich, Coach Smith, Coach Marino. I had all these great coaches that deserve a ton of credit, in my opinion, for me making it into the 2018 Hall of Fame.
What was the party like on that Saturday before the Super Bowl when you got the call and the knock on the door and you're going into the Pro Football Hall of Fame?
Do anything. It's so terrible. So it was really cool because my kids went to the honors, the NFL honors, and my two youngest ones are huge football fans. So they got to meet. They met Brett Favre. They met Ray. They met Randy. They met Brian Dawkins. They took pictures with Kamara. They met Jerome Bettis, So it's cool for me to see them kind of in that setting and meeting all these people, because they're in awe. I'm nobody to them. I'm just that, you know. Mm-hmm. So for them to get to be around these guys and meet them and see their faces, it was cool for me. And then we went back to the hotel and had dinner about 10 o'clock, and I think I was in bed by 11:15. I was tired. It was a long day.
Yeah.
You know, it's just stressful and waiting. So I was – and you know what's funny is that's the only night I didn't sleep leading up to the announcement. I slept like a baby every night before that, and that's the night I couldn't sleep. I don't understand it.
So the induction ceremonies will be here before you know it. So how many people are going to be in the entourage that go out to Canton?
Man, it's amazing how many people that we've got on our list already, and people that, you know, there's still people we haven't remembered yet. Every day I'm like, oh, crap. So it's going to be, you know, and the cool thing is the Bears are playing in the game. The Bears are playing the Ravens, so there's going to be a ton of Bears fans there. And I was fortunate enough to play in that game in 2005, and our fans travel well, so I'm excited to see the outpouring of support from our fans there.
That's going to be absolutely fantastic. So who's going to be your presenter at Canton during the ceremonies?
Well, that's a great question. I haven't picked that out yet. You know, I've got it narrowed down to a few people, but that's a hard decision because, like I said earlier, there's a lot of people who've had a big influence on my football career. You know, I had a lot of really close friends who have been there through the whole ride for me. My daughter could do it easily, you know, and I also have some coaches in the NFL that could do it as well. So it's a kind of a tough decision for me.
I know this wasn't a tough decision. I know the answer, but was it ever in doubt, your bust going into the Hall of Fame, no hair, you're going to be bald?
Yeah, it's going to be bald. There was never in doubt in my mind. I think I've been asked that question a ton, more than you would expect.
Oh, I knew. It came up immediately. I mean, I saw it out there, and I saw your answer.
Oh, I'm bald. You know, I played my whole career bald, so it's definitely going to be a bald bust, and they've already taken measurements for it. It takes a long time to make those things, so it's going to be a long process to get me looking like that bust.
How about the gold jacket? Do they measure? Have they already done that?
We got measured. So on that Monday, our orientation, we got measured for our rings, our bust, and our gold jackets.
What size jacket do you wear?
I have no idea. I didn't really pay attention, honestly. I was too busy watching all the other guys get their stuff done. I wasn't paying attention when they were writing the stuff down. I think I was talking to Randy or something when they were taking all my measurements.
So you did your stint in TV after you got out of football, and you said, I don't know if I want to do that again because of the travel and everything. I don't like that. I like to be around and do my thing. But now that you're a Hall of Famer, I mean, you know, your speaking fees have got to go up. Brian?
Yeah, it doesn't change the way I feel about spending time with my family, though. You know, I don't think you put a price tag on any of that. You know, my kids will be in college, and gosh, 6 more years, all my kids will be out of the house. So maybe then I'll reevaluate. But until then, you know, I really enjoy my life right now, getting to spend a lot of time with them and travel around and do things with them. Take them to school, pick them up from school, go to the games on the weekends. I really enjoy that. So I don't see that changing anytime soon.
Yeah, I know it was a patented answer from you when you talked about, hey, what do you think about going to the Pro Football Hall of Fame? You think you're going to go in? And you would always say, well, you know, my stats are my stats. I can't change those now. So it is what it is, and we'll see what happens. But was there ever a point during your career where you thought, you know, I think I could be a Pro Football Hall of Famer?
You know, Bob, I never thought about that. When I played it, that wasn't my end-all goal, was to be in the Hall of Fame. I didn't rarely cross my mind until maybe you're 10 or 11, possibly. I was like, man, I've had a pretty good career, and people start talking about it to you. And it started to cross my mind then. But, when I played, I just wanted to win. I wanted to be the best player I could be. I wasn't concerned about, okay, Hall of Fame stats, blah, blah, blah. I didn't care about that stuff. I just wanted to play football because I loved it, and I loved being on the field with my teammates. But, yeah, I think closer to the end of my career, it started to cross my mind, I guess, a little bit more than it would have in the beginning.
And I'm sure anybody that goes into the Pro Football Hall of Fame or any Hall of Fame is very, very happy and proud to be in the Hall of Fame. But what does it mean to you personally to be a first ballot Hall of Famer?
That was big for me. You know, it's hard to do that. And it's a very select group of people that get to be first ballot Hall of Famers. And like I said earlier, there's 3 guys in this class that are first ballot Hall of Famers, myself, Brandy, and Ray. Just an awesome accomplishment, in my opinion. Like I said, this is the pinnacle of football greatness. I got it on my first try. I'm very happy about that because there are some – I said this also a while back. Look at our Hall of Fame finalist class from the modern era guys. Take out us 5 that got in and pick 5 more from those guys left over, and that's a great class as well. There's so many good players that I was up against to get into this class that you could pick any 5 and you'd be like, damn, that's a really good class going in this year. So I feel honored to have gone in on the first ballot, but it does mean something to me going on my first try.
We're talking with Pro Football Hall of Famer Brian Urlacher. Brian joining us on the Daniels Heating and Air Conditioning Cool Take Hotline. What are your responsibilities as a Pro Football Hall of Famer? What do they tell you? I mean, what do you got lined up in the near future that, hey, these are obligations, these are part of being in the Hall of Fame? This is what it includes.
Just basically represent the Hall of Fame in a respectful manner, do the right things. And it's a really cool class to be in. You know, there's so many things I didn't know that they did. And, you know, there's a lot of older players that don't have a lot, and they raise money to help them. They're building a new facility in Canton to house some players who can't really afford it. Just amazing the money they give back to these guys who aren't as fortunate as some of us that played in the modern era. You know, these current players, they didn't make the money we made. So they're giving back a lot to them. And this I didn't know. The NFL gives them no money. The Hall of Fame is separate from the NFL. So the NFL doesn't really give them any money to do anything, which I didn't know. So everything they do is on their own.
So after you got the call or the knock on the door on Saturday and the Super Bowl's the next day, you went to the Super Bowl?
We did. We went to so they were introducing us on the field at the first break of the first quarter. So we were on the field for the anthem and everything. And then the break happened and we went out there, and then my wife and I left at halftime and went back. I love watching games on TV. So I don't want to, and I love the commercials in the Super Bowl. So we wanted to go back to our room so we could watch the second half on TV.
What did you think of the game?
It was an unbelievable game. I'm a big Philly fan this year. I just liked the way they went about their business. I'm a big Doug Peterson supporter. He's done a great job. What a great story for them. You know, the backup quarterback comes in and plays out of his mind, and they'd be the best team in the world.
It was a lot of fun, that's for sure. It's always fun catching up with you, Brian. So how's the golf game now that you're back out in Arizona?
I'm going in the right direction finally, Bob. You know, there was a while there I was going the wrong direction for a long while, probably 6 or 7 months. But I think I got it figured out now a little better. I'm actually playing tomorrow. I played yesterday. I'm going to play again tomorrow. We'll see. I'm enjoying the game again. You know, between my mountain biking rides, I try and squeeze in some golf when I can.
Are you going to be playing in the celebrity event in Lake Tahoe?
Oh, yes. I love that event. It's so fun to me. You know, you get to put your skills up against everybody else. No strokes, nothing. Everything is, you know, put everything out. It's actual real golf. So I enjoy that challenge.
I don't want to put any pressure on you, but we're going to see you out here this summer playing golf?
I hope so. I love coming back there, but every time I come back there, it's a blast. We'll see. I'd love to get there if I can. Like I said, my kids got me running around, so we'll see if they have time off, and maybe I can bring them with me.
Brian, I'm really, really happy for you. I really am, man. You've made everybody, all these fans, Lobo fans, Lovington fans, football fans, I know Chicago Bear fans, and all your fans out there, just so happy for you. And I appreciate you coming on the show, and just enjoy every moment of it, my friend.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate you having me on again.
All right, you take care of yourself. That's the great Brian Urlacher, the Hall of Famer, joining us on the Daniels Heating and Air Conditioning Cool Take Hotline. Talking a little football. Coming up next, we're going to talk some more football, some YAFL football. I'm Bob Brown. This is your hometown radio station, ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
You can run the mile.